You better find a way to get comfortable with construction noise this year. Innisfil Council is expected to grant final approval to its draft 2024 budget document, including the $53 million capital budget, during its meeting January 10. The capital budget typically allocates funding resources for one-time expenses like road reconstruction, new sewers, additional fleet vehicles or buildings like fire halls and recreation centers. A caveat though, funding approval doesn't necessarily mean a project will get underway that same year, because money for the entire cost may be stretched over several budgets to avoid one big hit, or there could be planning and background work that needs to be undertaken before shovels go in the ground. However, dollars committed in 2024 will offer a good glimpse into the town's anticipated infrastructure priorities in the years to come. This is the second year in the municipality's multi-year budget cycle, too. In early 2023, then-new councillors worked through a staff-prepared budget for 2023 and 2024 that estimated what the town would need to spend to keep up with infrastructure and service demands. The proposed 2024 capital budget commits money to 64 separate projects in areas ranging from roads and stormwater management to IT and library services. It is also the town's first budget since Mayor Lynn Dolan was granted strong mayor powers by the Ontario government. If Wednesday night proceeds as anticipated, council will pass any adjustments, agree to shorten the 30-day adjustment period and endorse the budget. Dolan's stamp of approval would immediately follow. Innisfil Today has taken a look at a few of the top projects included in this year's budget. Road Rehabilitation Program, $13.7 million. Over the last 2 years, the town has allocated $19.4 million toward its road rehabilitation program, a lengthy set of streets that urgently require work according to the municipality's recent needs study. Work to be undertaken includes the resurfacing of paved roads and the asphalt overlay of gravel stretches, while localized base repairs will be done on an as-needed basis. Should the town not undertake this project, the road network will continue to deteriorate, the town's capital project detail sheet says. If works within this program are deferred, there will be increased operational and maintenance costs in the meantime and increased capital costs to complete the work at a later date. There are many roads on the list, but priorities include the 6th line between the 20th and 25th side roads, the 20th side road from Big Bay Point Road to Innisfil Beach Road, IBR, Industrial Park Road from IBR to the 9th line, 9th line from County Road 27 to the turnaround, 4th line from 10th side road to Sloan Circle Drive, and the entire length of both Wood Street and Hughes Drive. Due to a number of factors in recent years, including supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic and permit approvals, road rehabilitation efforts in town have experienced delays, the report notes. Improvements on the 25th side road, $11.3 million. The second of five phases of work scheduled for the 25th, from Big Bay to IBR. This specific section runs from Lockhart to the 10th line and includes the installation of sidewalk, multi-use path and traffic calming infrastructure. It will be designed in 2024-25, with construction scheduled for 2026-27. Should this project not be completed, the town will lose out on an opportunity to provide a major trail connection linking Big Bay Point to IBR and beyond, the town report says. Innisfil Beach Park upgrades, $6.2 million. This is part of an $11.1 million project planned for the site, with another $2.3 million and $2.6 million scheduled in the 2026 and 2028 budgets, respectively. This project will implement the recommendations of the Innisfil Beach Park Master Plan, a long-term vision for the revitalization of the facility. Once complete, there will be hydro and water service improvements, new washrooms and a splash pad installed. The plan builds on envisions of a year-round community unique tourism destination for Lake Simcoe, the report says. Southtown campus improvements, $3.3 million. Some background work still needs to be done here, but construction is slated for 2024. The plan calls for the eventual rehabilitation of the south parking lot at the Innisfil Recreation Complex, The expansion of volleyball facilities to include 4 additional courts, lighting and additional decking, and a pavilion and shade structure south of the courts. The town is also planning to install new basketball courts, and demolish and replace the storage shed near the complex. This approximately 13,000 square meter parking lot is used not only for the complex and recreation parking, but is also the site of various special events, including some with carnival rides and midway games, the report says. The current parking lot is in poor condition with potholes, distortions, extensive cracking, and drainage problems. The distortions and potholing cause hazards for people walking on foot. The parking lot needs drainage improvements and to be reconstructed to make a safe, smooth surface for drivers and pedestrians. Replacement of fire pumper unit, $1.2 million. This pumper operates out of the Alcona station. The current vehicle is from 2009 and town policy recommends replacement when it turns 15 years old. A reliable pumper truck is required at each fire station to allow for a rapid response to emergencies in the area, the report states. This vehicle is the main apparatus used at fires and motor vehicle collisions. It supplies water to the firefighters for suppression operations. Should a frontline pumper truck experience a mechanical breakdown, fire suppression activities become extremely limited. Older equipment can also lead to higher insurance costs for businesses and residents, the town says. Third phase of the Cookstown Library and Community Park, $1.1 million. The design phase is planned for 2024, with construction proposed for 2025. This is the final element of a years-long project to improve recreational opportunities in the Cookstown area, which has already included the building of a splash pad, playground, ice rink and trail near the village's Innisfil Idealab and library branch. The third phase will include a multi-purpose court and sunshade for the stage area. This facility will provide added recreational capacity to the existing hub composed of the Cookstown Library, Community Center, and Curling Club, the report states. Park improvements needed to support the local community, otherwise there would be no local amenities. Other big potential investments this year include nearly $2.5 million for the Fleet Services Department to replace 14 vehicles ranging from mower units to a backhoe, and $1.1 million to add a winter cover and resurface the existing tennis courts at Innisfil Beach Park. For more details on the proposed budget document, and a complete list of anticipated capital projects, visit innisfil.ca. With files from Patrick Bales.